Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I'm Courtney, your taco-loving, powerlifting, sun-soaking host, serving you bite-sized audio bits of all things nutrition, training, mindset, and some real and definitely relatable life experiences without the Instagram filters. Let's dig into today's episode.
Hey, strong friends. Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. Today, I want to talk about using convenience or inconvenience in order to achieve success. I want to start this off by reading from Gretchen Rubin, the author of Better Than Before, which is a phenomenal book about habits. I've read it before and I very much highly recommend it. So digging into, this is all her quotes. Habits surprise me in many ways, and one thing that continually astonishes me is the degree of which we're influenced by convenience, by the amount of sheer effort, time, or decision-making involved in completing an action. One of my 20 strategies of habit formation is a strategy of convenience. For instance, in one cafeteria, when an ice cream cooler's lid was left open, 30% of diners bought ice cream, but when the diners had to open the lid, only 14% bought ice cream, even though the ice cream was visible in both situations. People take less food when using tongs instead of spoons as serving utensils. Accordingly, when we can strengthen or weaken habits by making them more or less convenient to follow. One familiar example, the advice to pack your gym bag the night before. When it's more convenient to head to the gym, you're more likely to do it. Inconvenience can also be our annoying friend. There are six obvious ways to make an activity less convenient to help us stick to the habits that entail avoiding some behavior. Number one, increase the amount of physical energy required. So example, stand up to use your computer. Never allow yourself to go to the donut shop across the street from your office, but only the one 8 blocks away. Number two, hide any cues. Put the video game controller on a high shelf, put your cell phone on the floor of your car's back seat. Number three, delay it. Read emails only after 11 a.m. Four, engage in an incompatible activity. Example, to avoid snacking, do a puzzle. Hold a drink in one hand and a napkin in the other hand so you don't have free hands for appetizers at a social event. Five, raise the cost. Work out with a trainer who charges you whether you show up or not. Six, prevent it altogether. Keep cookies out of the house, give away the TV set, take Facebook off your phone. Once an action is a habit, it unfolds automatically, but some habits always stay slightly fragile, so it's helpful to stay convenience, to take convenience into account. Also, convenience or inconvenience can be a powerful aid when we're initially trying to make or break a habit. It's funny, even a trivial bit of extra inconvenience can make it dramatically easier or harder to keep a habit. End quote from the book. So this is all me talking now. I love this so much that I wanted to share this with you and expand on it a little bit. My actionable takeaway for you is to audit your environment to ensure it's conducive for your habits that align to your goals. Examples, if you're trying to clean up the quality of your nutrition, get snacks out of the house. If they're for your kids, put a label on them, portion them for the week with your kids, and respect that. Another example, improve your locations, especially if you're currently working from home. Keep the kitchen table for eating, the living room only for relaxing, your office only for work, the bedroom only for sleep. Okay, and probably sex too. And one of my favorite examples that I recommend to my clients is to set yourself up for success by putting the habit in front of your face. Need to start drinking more water? Put a glass beside your computer when you work or a glass in every room. Fill it up the night before. Set yourself up for success. Set a reminder on your phone or your watch or your Google Calendar. You have the tools so easily accessible to you, like literally in your hands. Use them. Put the habit so much in your face that you have no choice but to execute. So as I mentioned from Gretchen's quote, you can use a strategy of inconvenience to improve your habits. And two great examples from me. You want to get more steps in your day? Take a long route when going on a walk so that you can't cut back easily. Tune into a longer podcast and keep walking until it finishes. Park the car further from the store or walk from your house to go get groceries instead. Another example, put your phone outside of your bedroom and crank up the volume for your morning alarm. No choice to roll over and hit snooze. You really have to get up. Inconvenient, but effective in order to build habits. So again, leaving you with another takeaway, do a brain dump of your habits and goals. See where you can make small adjustments to make something more convenient or inconvenient, depending on what you need to achieve success. That's all I've got for you today, strong friends. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you loved this episode, please show it by leaving a 5-taco rating and a quick little review so that I know which topics you're benefiting from. Make sure you're subscribed on here, part of my free email newsletters, and following me on Instagram @CourtneyForLife with an underscore. Until next time.